up here, nine vector up here, and then up here, and keep moving it. So you use those things on the chakras. So that question I found in two places. I found it first in the same way with Lamaches Malachas. Stickers and adhesive back notes. Page 822. Stickers and notes and notepads, and with special gums adhesive back and designed for sticking and removing easily, should not be stuck to the surface on Shabbos Yom. Because they are often left stuck for several days. And therefore the question, when you write 29, the following dish arm the kami oven, avit zvirshel kayam akal panim, Midirabana, parentheses, Vimdata lehed yorak lefiko l'shav lo yoser, ulai ein iser ve'ein hadavar boru. Okay, so less than 24 hours, maybe it's permissible. More than that, not allowed. Okay, this is his clear statement on the topic, which I think is correct. It's correct. Ulai. What's the ulai? Is it yes or no? It's a tough question. I'm not an expert. I don't use these things. That's why I'm not very hesitant to say anything. I know people use it. Some use it one way, some use it another way. You can make you find this great chiddush somewhere in some drush statement or something. You're never going to remember where it is. You put it there. You don't want to leave it there for next year when you get the parashas bolak. You know, it can be there for a year, or definitely your whole life. You found this tremendous chiddush in some big fat sefer. You'll never remember where it is. You put a thing there forever. A man by some shana, whenever you want to come to this parsha, you'll remember, oh, yeah, somewhere. It's 800 page safe. Oh, yeah, yeah, I put this thing there. You know? So I don't know if it's with that uranium. It's something that's used forever. So we shouldn't do it. I'm not, that's a little bit hesitant. I don't know how it's used. I mean, I'll take a poll. Anybody in this room who uses these kind of stickers, on a permanent basis. You want to put a place for yourself in some big book, you don't get everywhere it is. A couple of guys. Not a small percentage. Again, I don't know. So that question is the most people don't use it for that worrying way. So I'm not I do think it should better be avoided. As he says. Okay. Just to open it, okay? Very important. Alamalamaisa. Okay. Rav Shechter and Rav Eliashiv, two great people, according to saying it's Mutter. Okay? Okay, good. Either they were told that... No. I don't question take it off. The question, but we have people in this room who leave it there forever. So if it's left there forever, then the question is, do you have a right to be out there? If it's left forever, does anyone have to tell somebody to live there forever? Huh? Yeah, if it wasn't one, if it wasn't two, if there were another two people left, raise their hand. That's my fear, to leave it there indefinitely. If no one leaves it there indefinitely, then I also thought it should be probably put in less than 24 hours. If it's not there for more than 24 hours or less than 24 hours. But that doesn't answer my question. I'm asking it. Okay, well, she's calling back. What did Rabbi Yashin say? What did he say, though? Now, who he said? What did he say? Within 24 hours. That I can understand.
Most people probably do it somewhere in the middle. Not necessarily in the next 24 hours.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're going to put it on Shabbos. Right, and you're going to forget. You're going to keep a cheshbon every time I have a marmalkim and a rashba and a ritva and the rif and the rush and the ran. And then I have to remember that. Oh, shoot. If that fella, wait, quick, pull them all out. That's my hesitant. I'm hesitant. Rabosa. We had this svara that whatever you do for temporary use is going to disappear very quickly, shouldn't be a problem. I have to tell you a story. I learned Shabbos the first time in Yeshiva was almost 20 years ago. I think it's actually, coming this month, it'll be 20 years when I learned Shabbos the first time. So I had to build a chevra this year. I was teaching at the younger bacha before they went to Eretz Yisrael. Oh, Hashem. So I was mentioning that in this theory of mine. It's an old theory of mine that something which is going to be undone in 24 hours, maybe she would want it. The same as kosher. It still works with tofer, it works with kosher, it works for everything. And it was one, I remember, oh yes, I remember another conversation. I was sitting at a dinner with Diane Posen. He's with Beis Yaakov. So I was sitting one of the cheaper dinners, and I was sitting next to him, and I was doing Shabbos. He wrote a book on it. So I started talking about this theory of mine, you know, a little tentatively. I didn't want to, you know, take me and throw me out in the middle of the dinner. I said, what is the rough thing about this? Can't be. Why can't it be? To get to the first of Mr. Brewer. He's right. Yeah, he got me checkmate for Mr. Brewer. What's the Mr. Brewer? The Mr. Brewer writes the Sidon Shin Mem. Sid Kot Kot. We're going to get to it. We talk about Kosei. If I don't want to get to the front, we'll get to Kosei. Next week, Mr. Shem, you're not permitted to write on, if you're in a room, let's say it's very cold outside and it's warm inside. So on the windows is, you know, a little condensation. So Mr. Brewer is not the right letters in that condensation. Somebody told the story to my family. He did. At the time, I said, with the time, we're a little closer. With the time, it's cold. I told him I have this theory about this. I asked him, I posted it. It's against the Mishnah Brewer. It's my Tishoya Kachai. It was Hanukkah. It was a story. They were in my house for Hanukkah, and I had to drive them back from my house for Hanukkah. I had one of those station wagons, probably packed with 10 guys. And I had to make one stop. I know exactly where I was stopping, as a matter of fact. I know what and how, but I don't go into those details later. Later you tell me. I'll tell you if you want. And I had to make a stop. And the guys were kibitzing around, and they wrote on the window. It was cold, it was hot inside, it was cold. They wrote, I think the word they wrote, I think the font was in the year then, they wrote, Riskatora. Why they wrote that? That's what I think they wrote, Riskatora. They wrote on it. A nice neuro. 3 months later, Rabbi Sachs. 3 months later, it was a similar kind of a weather situation as this. And guess what I saw on my windshield? Risker Torah. I said to myself, I couldn't see it the whole time. You know, it had to be a certain ideal weather condition. But maybe, I'm suggesting it as a tell you a story. So maybe it's possible that's the reason why the condensation is prohibited, but in fact it does in reality last more than a day. Of course, you won't see it. You may have to totally have a chance about writing with invisible ink, which you can see under certain conditions, and if you put infrared on it, because it wasn't infrared, it's just plain normal natural conditions. Outside, I called it, actually, it's not called outside. I just wanted to tell you that story once again, but that was the story we had years ago about the Briscatura. Now, we spoke about the Rabbin Toim that the Sefer Lamed has a lot of thoughts about the people putting on coloring on their face. Again, next week we'll talk about the love of Tzoveya. So we pointed out really two theories in the very recent past, like yesterday and the day before, which I want to just point out. They're really arguing, and they're arguing about, I think, a particular point. It's amazing how things come together. So we had a chesed from the Sefer, the Siv Chaim, where he said that if, what's called Einam Iskayim, if you shorten it, if you make it last shorter than the normal use. Whatever's the normal use, that's called Melech Mamshev, it's called Iskayim. Only if you make it shorter will it be considered Einam Iskayim. Right? Fine. Terrific. But what was his big raya? His big raya was Rav's Shita by Tzoveya. Rav Shita by Tzoveya. Right? Talking about the Cheshvan, you hold like Rav, come out like Rabbi Elias in the mystery, went through this. That's considered Chayim Doraisa, where you put some blood on the animal, or you put the rouge on the face. Why? Because you did it in a normal fashion. They eat a pizza. But the theory of the Sefer Binyan Shabbos, where he said, whatever is Nistar Mikalos, is not Chayim Doraisa. And it's that theory is taken to its logical conclusion. It doesn't last 24 hours, either because naturally it will not last, or you always will remove it in a normal fashion of activity within 24 hours, it should come out that it is, in fact, mutter. In fact, mutter. Well, so are these two Gedolei Achronim that we just discovered this year, are they arguing with each other? The answer, I don't think so. They're explaining different about the Amrim. One is explaining Rav and Rav Elezer. Another is explaining Shmuel and Chachamim. And how do we paskin? Well, we know it's a big shaila. According to the Rambam, we paskin, it's only also the Rabbanan in the case of Tzovas, which according to the Smag, it's Zoraisa. The Shmatonim is a little bit kosher in the Smag. It's come out there, but according to this Mahalach, that this whole shaila we have with the face color and all these kinds of situations to depend upon this Mahalach. Perhaps. And here's with everything comes together. This is the great theory, the unifying theory. And we'll see this a bit in the Shem, I guess, when we talk about Tzoveya. I was looking to say that Sosa Shulchan, of Avraham Chaim Noach, he talks about this issue. And guess what? He says, this very machlokas depends upon the machlokas with Agos Mordechai. You find it all together. He says it. It's a wonderful paragraph. This Shiloh with the smug, with against the Rambam, which is a fed really rebellious against Chachamim. That's the Machlokes, the Rivah against Rav Eliyahu, and the Agos Mordechai. But it all keeps coming together and together and together. But, of course, if this unifying theory is correct, that's exactly what I was saying all along. It should come out that if the Agos Mordechai is Vekel Lemaisa, if it's less than 24 hours, or even more, in case it was going to be undone as soon as you get it, things of this nature, then, again, we have to go back to the drawing board and say, what's wrong with someone who's coloring a face, and in a case where, as he puts it, Sosa Shulchan, you have to wash your face every morning. At least why? I mean, he was living in Harim somewhere in Yerushalayim. He wasn't living in New York City with the fancy plumbings, but still, he got to at least wash your face every morning, he says. Even there. So, and he assumes that what's on the face would come out with cold water, I guess. Maybe warm water, I don't know what he's talking about. That saying is this different colors direct down in the same Lamatas Malachas. Barichus, and he goes with exactly the same thing that he used the words which I was using, from Shekibanti. The whole theory about this idea, or he doesn't use the word Mr. Vitalis, but he has the same point. He has removing color. Chapter on so bad. Yes, Mr. McCullough. It's called A2. Easily wiped away. I mean, that's exactly the English translation of Mr. McCullough. Easily wiped away. And even a coloring effect that will not fade by itself may still be considered A of the sky if it can be easily wiped or scraped away from the surface to which it was applied. Alright? That's the problem we spoke about. Right? That his children's wet water paint. Calling with crayon on a formica tabletop. You know, he's even known to do that. But, he says, what if you dye and fabric, you don't say it with bleach. It's a bleach. Doesn't matter. That's not the kalos. So he has the same, it's almost the same phraseology over here. Alright? But if you take that theory to its logical extension, which is always going to be removed either naturally or by human intervention within 24 hours, you know, we have to discuss why it should be also. I'm not passing anything at this point. But again, this theory I wanted to share with you. Okay, Rabosa. Fine. Let's now get to some of the questions we said we would address today. We make an announcement every Friday. We should remember to open up the boxes and the bags and all kinds of things. So you really have to do that announcement. That's the question. Do you have to do it or don't you have to do it? Well, let's open up to the Shemir Shabbos Hilchot. He sort of wrote the book on it. Right? He has all these, the whole thing about opening things, the whole parakess. The name is parakess. The title. Sichas kufsos bakbukim v'chadol v'shav v'tzion. Kufsos cans, we'll leave that for a different talk. That's a question of bone and soser. We'll get to that. We're now talking about Korea and Tofer. So here you have a footnote. Footnote number Yud Tes. He wants to know about the sakit. Sakit is a big. So we'll talk about, let's say, hey, this is bag, pretzel bag, they have that here. Don't they have the air can? Don't they have that for the tish, right? The local mice, I want to know. Must we open these potato chip bags and pretzel bags before Shabbos? Or we just, well, on Shabbos? See, I've been putting on about it. Your test. I'll read it to you. Open up. I don't know if Shabbos. Page 9. Yesh sakiyot v'chomer plastik ha'ele v'nitachot v'kalut v'makom v'vukan. It fits, you know, you open the where it's stuck on top of heat express. What is it, heat seal? Come heat seal. And it's meant to be cut out, you know, fairly, to open up fairly easily. The Rav Shloimeh Zalman says, Epshtah, Shambuta Litoach Lachem Adibuk. Come and believe it, Kalkal and Tchila. Where did you get it from? Yeah, here. Laptop Zuk Shon Alayim to Tzvuras Yachat. Exactly. Here. There, it's Gubef and Mamish. Here, you're only linking it at one place. Al-Dat, the Tolman, the Hakam, there also Moko. There's a Choshek in the Yorosh, and this is from the Alayan. So, the Mikri Korean is almost in the Torah. That's a good question. Alayan, done by Mamish, done purposely. Okay? Especially with Don Kadeshi and Kala Hafrid, the Lulu Toa. We had to point out that maybe that's considered only the equivalent of what? Of kosher and atofer, and he writes that we have no much of the tofer mamish chayav b'chaygavna. We come from the rak madvik. Yesh lomar de'ez the kosher ketofer. They're using needle and thread, no, but they're using only heat sealing. And don't compare it to opening a letter to the postmaster, because there it's not the derech lafer that's a dove mamish. Just to rip the whole thing open, rip the whole envelope open, and it's left sealed where it was. So if you open the word seal, maybe it's a child of Korea. Maybe. But over here, what's done, Al-Dasa, after that particular point, he suggests the possibility of coup. This is a Ferek test, halacha yud test. If, what's clear, even without the calculum, if you destroy the whole bag, the shmetter, destroy, rip the whole thing, then it's a strong chazon issue we spoke about. Derech Hashkos of the Kilkul is Mutter. We're going to discuss, as we go, quite a number of Svaras Lach. We'll all start from the Korea or Me'al Pavitz, the Yerushalmi, the Tosefta, which the Mishnah Berurah quotes, so that can't argue the Tosefta. And the question, what's the reason for that Tosefta? There are many, many reasons. And again, some of the Chazish of Derech Hashkos. So, but that would not apply to open the top of the pretzel bag very nice and neat, but you know, when you want to preserve it, put back the pretzels when you're finished for the next day's dish, or maybe the next week's dish, or who knows what, if the case may be. So, put him a lot of malka, okay. So, you're not a mashkus of a kalkia. Okay, that's a mishmah mazal mazad lohov. Okay. But he makes a distinction, Rav Ozai, between if you stick it together with glue, or if you tie it together with a thread. What's the difference? If, after all, Madvig is the Tolda of Tolfen, and Makri is the Tolda of Korea, so why does Shlomo Zalman have a distinction between using kut and using glue? That's the question. That's the question. That's the question. About this last year a bit, I don't want to go into the details. He pointed out that a tolda could be something which is comparable to an av, either in terms of the action that you take, or in terms of the goal, called the tachlis, of what's being done. And it's possible it's comparable, it's similar to the av, and either of those two ways would be categorized as a tolda. That being said, we can suggest as follows. So in the Mishkan, the tachlis of tofa was to make it into good guf echad, and the method was chut. The method was chut. So if you're using chut, you're using a thread, so then it's even if it's not made to be guf echad, it's comparable to the av malacha in terms of the pu'ula it's being used. That's the problem. You know, it's kind of a case if you would be using chut, because it's down the block. If you're using glue, so it's comparable to the avalah and to the tachlis to make it into good becher. But if you're using glue and you're not making it into good becher, so it's not dome to the av, not in a pool, and not in tachlis, and that's why it's permissible. That's what I'm suggesting, Chak, from Shlomo Zalman's suggestion here in this footnote, that maybe even if you'll say if you were using chut, it would be awesome in this case for whatever reason, if you're using only glue, which is only a tolda, would be permissible. That's what I'm just mentioning as a possibility. A possibility. Oh, and indeed, the Mishnah Brewer's Lashon, in Siman Shin Mem, Sifkot Mem Hey, it says, Lo Nasa Lepil, Eina Dome Klal Letofer. Eina Dome Klal Letofer. And this is something which is saved for Binyan Shabbos, it's on my desk. Next, you know, he's into the Lashonis a lot, which is, of course, what we should all be. So, thank you very much. He's the one who makes this deal. He's the base of the Zalman, so Zalman is ready. But he quotes over here, I think, a Lashon. He's saying if it's gluing and it's not meant material, this is quoting from Shlomo Zalman, and he's trying to explain it and elaborate upon it. And he says that's those who are matir to open an envelope. So before, if you're opening it the old style envelope, right, which were the aerograms, or the way they used to, apparently they used to open it by removing the glue. That's how you get the impression. You look at Shin Zion and Shari Shumas and thought, hey, do a matter on Yantin. Even when the Shabbos, the question of Steerus Kalin, but on Yantin they were moderate. And they never tied it into the shadow of the revolve of the Rabbeinu Yoel. Right, he quotes it the same as Tal Oros, a very important sefer. Which is as follows, this kind of specific case of the envelope. Now, feel the very revolve. The Machayim, the Tzvira, Shlomo, that's what's Kayim. Lo Omra, the Milsa, El, the Tzvira, she had a chut dafla. Havok, she had a Tzvivas, Machar, or Kisim, or Demet. Le Divre, Hakol, Ein, Kan, Tzvira, Klal. Ein, Kan, Tzvira, Klal. There's one slight problem, I will say, with this. And that is, if you look at that God's Mordechai, which is the source of this whole revolt, the lush of the God's Mordechai is that medapkin aratz onim zug shomino. So I always put medapkin means they use a glue. But he, the Tal Oros, is saying, Beferish, they're not talking about the heads of using glue. They're using stitches. But I don't know. Either he's wrong or it's a bad doctor. Pointing out what it says in the Svara. Oh. Fine. What about Rabosai? This happens sometimes. It's going to happen to you tonight. Right? Yeah. tomorrow morning you wake up, you put on a different shirt or a different suit or a different something, and all of a sudden, you didn't want to get in before the 3 weeks, so who knows what else, and tomorrow is going to come around. So you want, all of a sudden, whoops, the price tag is still on. Or maybe the laundry tag is still on. Later, you should have to walk around to the next register. Price tag went away. But the laundry tag. Do two things. Right. So the Shmirah Shabbos goes off. So talked about this too. The Perek Tetzvah, from both sides. Please open up. Perek Tetzvah, so I think it's also in the Maramah Thomas. Or at the very end of Perek Tetzvah. Sip Ayin Tetz. Simanei Mach Beisach. Also La Asira, and so too with Kaviot HaMechir, or Suga Sora, the brand name, maybe that you want to walk around with. Tommy Hilfiger, or whatever. Why only show up with the shirt, show up with the brand name too? And I meant present company excluded. Yeah. All right, so he says, I mean, it's not allowed. Why is it not allowed? Because you're taking, he says, you're removing something, which is, you know, here, the cooling of cooling, can't do it. That's what it says over here. But in Chela Gimel, on this very footnote, look what I said in Perek Lamehei, Torah Sama Gimel, that it's mutter. So therefore, again, Chela Gimel, that means therefore he's trying to say, that's what the Vinyan Shabbos, he went through this like with a wolf. The Iyan Rav, and all this real Shabbos and everything for his Lama Dham, and he went through the wolf. So he understands, this is page 7, yes, that although originally the Lama Dham held it with a Nisir, he never just went Lama Dham, no, the Shabbos himself held it was Asir, but it was Lama Dham and said, according to what I wrote in Lama Hei, Sama Gimel, the whole Safa, that since it was put there in order to be removed, then it's mutala siras atavios vamadbekos shetfurim avadubakim bimgodim chadoshim kevin shena osu lukirim el ha-chas ha-shimush. She's matered. Now, it sounds like it's being matered not only if it is dovuk, but even if it is tofur. Now, that's not completely clear. Because if you look at the case he's talking about, it's talking about a case of dovuk. Here we just learned ourselves together that Rabbi Zalman suggested a distinction between dovuk and tofur. So maybe it'll depend if the tag is stuck on very often, by a pair of socks. And then you can see, must have a pair of socks, your father bought you a pair of socks. And it's stuck on with just a piece of paper, which is kind of cool. That's maybe it can be makel based on what he's saying now. But if you go to a suit, the suit is very open. It's usually actually sewn on. Am I correct? I think so, that the price or the whatever, the size, whatever they put on, you know, a whole bunch of information. So this, the color, that's sewn on. It's not clear that Shlomo Zalman meant to be to back out or to be madir, even in case where it's sewn on. It's not clear. I'm not saying yes, I'm not saying no. I'm just saying he assumes it's all the same. Furim over the book in the page on the chest, but since the source is Perek Lamed Hey, or Sam Magil of Al Safa, I recall that Al Safa is talking about something with his Medubok, his slimness, the band aid. Not talking about using stitches, needle, and thread. So therefore, I don't know, we have a right. To extend this leniency to a case where it's sown. I don't want to take away from the Vinyan Shabbos, but it's not apparent. Yes? Oh, you can buy socks. They often have one little plastic, hard plastic, and it goes from both sides, and at the end it's big, and you can't get it through. In theory, you try to get it through, but it doesn't work. You just cut it like this. So believe it or not, the Lama Tesma Lama is moderate. So is the Sefer Nishmas Shabbos. This Sefer tops them all. When it comes to talking about every last Pratu, every last detail, there's nobody like it. It's everything. It's hundreds of pages of what we've spoken about. just back, just in and out. Tremendous. Got a present from Rabbi Simon Shlita back before last summer. We used it last summer also. I pulled it out. Beautiful sample. He talked about, he also matter the cut the string. He happens to ask that take the papers that are stuck with glue around the socks. He doesn't like that. We'll see if he doesn't like this whole mahalo. We'll get to it. But they both agree, Shnei Nevi'im, that removing that hard plastic with the string will be more towards a little pitch. He said, you know, don't do it in front of people, you know, around Rivia. So he tries to make a certain comment. But he said, it's worth it. All right. Rabbi Isai, let's go on. Very important. What about Velcro? I pointed out to you already that we have a Velcro, I think we have here, no? A Velcro clasp for the Sefer Torah. Right? So he has over here in Perek Yud, the Sefer Binyan Shabbos, that Velcro is mutter. Why? Because of the first Truma Sadeshen, the Hilchos Klayim. But he asked me to see directly to the Ramon Yerodeh, Simon Shin, Sim Gimel, Dieter Bekalos. Dieter Bekalos, again, we have the same expression. We have the Shmir Shabbos Kilkosa. Says it over here in Perek Tes Vav, Sif Ayat Ches. Velcro was practically pretty new when this was written 22 years ago. I mean, I don't know exactly when it was developed, but it came much more popular since then. Mutal Lahonek Shnei Velcro Vegas Behem So Pasim Shat Stodem Amachus Pasim Shalem Mishadkim Zeh Bazeh Me'aleh. Has to be Velcro. I don't know what else it could be. They have a different name than the tongue. He means Velcro. And what's the reason for it? Ain't no mission zero. El Iraq Kurokes Shtei Lulos Barzel Zubazu. Or Shnek Aftar Elakat. It's like a snap, like a putt. No problem. He's not the Velcro. Period. No problem. Not like stitches. Not like stitches. You start making stitches, what's going to be? He explains here in the Sefer. You make stitches, true. Do three stitches, it's not one garment yet. But you began the process, which if you took it to its logical extension and conclusion, would take you there to make it to a fechot. That's a sukkah of kukil of the day, if you begin a process, which if its conclusion would lead to this result, already now you're tired. I think more talks in the context of the osa achas nehena, the sukkah of the shnei bishmuel, v'chule v'chule. That's the, I'm going to that studio now, but that's what he based himself on. But Velcro is permissible. Similarly, a zipper is no problem. A zipper is no problem. That's what he writes over here. That if you have, let's say, a raincoat, that you can put the zip in the lining, zip out the lining. Not a problem. It's like a button. Afilu and rope sold as man maruba. Let's say you've been wearing a lining in the month of December, January, February, March, April. Oh, now it's already hot, but it's raining. So now you got to remove the zipper lining. You don't have to put it back until October. Still put it. It's nothing. It's like buttons. That's what he writes over here. Against the Shevet HaLevi. Shevet HaLevi says no. There's some kind of a problem if you zip it in for a long period of time. Yeah, that's not so pushing. Not so pushing. You have the Shevet HaLevi. That becomes very problematic. I want to get the Shevet HaLevi to a logical conclusion. You're looking for it. He comes from Bnei Brak. And you know, so, I mean, you already know what I'm saying. I don't want to say it, but... I think Rabbi Shechter Shlita told me what, I don't know if to check with him. I think he went from the wrong Lebracha, what was Choshesh at what period for this Chumra, and so he managed to find a pair of pants that was tailor-made for him, which buttoned down, with no zipper. I don't know if it really happened or not, but I think Rabbi Shechter Shlita told me this once. That's the logical conclusion to Shevet HaLevi. If you hold from the Riva, that even Tfira, which is Eilon Shal Kiyam is Asur, and the zipper is the problem of Tfira, and the false is assumed like a bun. So then you have a problem. Of course, we assume it's no problem. Let you know. I can't believe the Shevet HaLevi was Mahmer for that. He's only Mahmer for 6 months. But if you want to be, you know, if you're B'nai Brak and you hold the original assumption that a zipper is considered a tzvira, then, you know, I mean, there's only one step to say it's to be also even for immediate use. You know, what can I say? They're only not for the babies, for the diapers, but for the adults. That's the part of cool. Yes, sir, Bosa. All right. Let's go by, what about a stapler? A stapler. That's also discussed in the Sefer. Perek Kofkes, Shmir Shabbos Mukasa. Perek Kofkes, in Ha'orah Yud-Zayin, he wants to staple something or remove staple. Obviously, the Volkana can't trust to be removing a staple. So here, he writes, also, this gormata fall the chaver dava betzos sikot shal mechonat hiduk. That has to be a stapler. Yud Zayin, bottom. From the Zalman says it's even also less than 24 hours. Mishum uvdo dechol. Mishum uvdo dechol. So in Chela Gibel he writes on this very first note, it's like madvik niyaros and like removing niyaros. What's the source? The same Truma Sadesha. The same Ramoy discussing the Hilchos Kalayim. So he writes over there, if I make some kind of a button system, that's okay. If I put some kind of cross in, some kind of piece of metal, it's also okay. But he writes there, if I will fold it over completely, those metal units that I'll be extending through the garment, I'm completely folding them over, that's very difficult to undo it. Thus, that's exactly staples. It goes through and it folds over so tough with that stapling machine. It's very hard to pull it out. You can do it, but it's very difficult to pull out something with a staple. You gotta pull hard. And the lashon is, "Kolfim rashi akeres legamer letzara sheni." That's exactly staples. Of course. Of course. If you hold the cooler, which we spoke about earlier, that the nasa could be undone when you get it. There's a tzad. The tzad lahaker. Let's say, for example, there's certain magazines that come stapled. Shul Bolton, I want to say benevolently, they staple it, and they put a stamp on the outside. I remember when I was a kid, there was one of the popular magazines that come always stapled. They always come in shots. And I didn't want me to make it. I used to look like this. It's open. It was like a tunnel, you know. I could read there. But it's a possibility. I'm only wondering, I don't know how to make it, but to make it this, let's assume for the moment that I suggested earlier, that permissible all this stuff only with glue, but not with threads, right? Which is, I think, a logical possibility, but it's often expensive explicitly. Where will staples fit in? Is staples like glue or staples like thread? On the one hand, it's not thread vomit, but on the other hand, there's something which is going through like a thread. It does penetrate this or the paper thing and then it comes out from the other side. I don't know. I'm not sure. Speaking of madvik, the Bir Halacha and Shin Mem Sif Yud Aleph goes as far as to say that your madvik eights for eights. That's going on here. The madvik eights for eights, so you're also over on the Easter of Tofer. Before Shigamara. Gemara that high in dollar of a base, the Purusha Gemara, against the Minchas Chinuch. I asked the Minchas Chinuch at the end of Korea, where he says no. All the Matvik is only by soft items, garment like items, not hard items. So sure enough, in the footnote there, they ask the same kasha from high in dollar of a base. Shmir Shabbos will also ask this kasha. Perek Tes, the Ora. Ayin, night. That's the one with the paper on the bottle. He says, quote the Bir Halacha, Pratin Rechlemez Amrat in front of you. Sorachin, Minole de Be'etz and Koshim Shech, Bemishim Tofer, in Mechaber Miacha, the Chikam Amad Bik Shtei Avonim, or Shtei Matkos, Gam Ken Yisrael Mishim Tofer. The Shani Kavera Shulkonim, that's the Bir Halacha Drach, Mayan Dalla Nebeit. The Eino Elevet Konim the Shayach Bu Tofer referring to very pliable and fairly soft reeds which you can actually sew. and the visiting Shabbos brings a riot to his Rebbe, Rebbe Shlomo Zalman. And we're talking about a case of, you can be oreg them, you can weave them. You can't weave hard wood. Wood is heavy. You can weave the wood. Impossible. Impossible. And the matter of how he quotes the Yerushalmi, which he claims said exactly this. There is a Yerushalmi in Masechet Shabbos, Parak Zion, Halacha Beis, which says, what's the difference between Kriya and Chiduch? Katek? He says, Kriya is the Oros Rakim, and Chiduch is what we call Begodim Levodim. Levodim is very hard. That's exactly the Yerushalmi of the Kashuk and Al Rebbe. We'll come back to that. Al Rebbe said there's no Kriya when it comes to one organic unit to a piece of leather, only if it's woven together. So we'll get to the first Yerushalmi. But that same Yerushalmi says that Kriya is only by soft items and not by hard items. And that's what he suggests, that the example of the Bialok is wrong. Okay. Fine. So let's now analyze, Rabbi Osai, how far can we go with this heather to open up bags and things of this nature on Shabbos? There's a Shvisas Shabbos, Yudbeis of the base, which Shlomo Zalman quotes in the Scale of Gimel, in the same Perek Tes, Ora, Yud Aleph. The Shvisas of the Shabbos is again in that introduction, that famous introduction. He says, he quotes an Afghan Tosefta, what we mentioned a few minutes ago. That's put to rip the aura of Piachavis. Why? He has the Yisod, Rabbi Osei, a major Yisod, that Moshe said on his own in Igros Moshe, the one answer to see. That if you have an item wrapped around something, and it's a one-time use, it's wrapped around this, and then you got to break it open, and you got to keep what's inside, or use what's inside, and throw it out. That is permissible to rip open on Shabbos. That's how he interprets the Tosefta. Korin is the or of Chavis. You have a Chavis, you have a leather on top, and you just open it up, and you throw it out. It's considered to be secondary, tofel to, the bottle to, the Chavis that's inside. That's how he understands this then. Chayotim seems to say it, Kla'alam Tes and Dalit. And on this basis, he wants to be not there ripping open up an envelope, as we said earlier. And after a call, Summer should be Caleb. And who said it has to be only food? I always thought, until very recently, it was Mamash of Bubba myself. The Bubba's. The Bubba's always talking about food, you know, eat well, my child. So they made up this idea in Shabbos, for food, you do whatever you want. Which, of course, is extended and distorted and abused. But I always thought there's no difference in food and meals. If you can use it for food, you use it to open up napkins and then plastic spoons and forks. What's the difference? Or even if you're not the clothing, the difference. And a shirt is the same kind of plastic thing. What's the difference? That's what I always thought. And that's the impression conveyed here in the Shvisas of Shabbos. Pages, base on the base, the Ramasul Yashay, which is quoted by the Shemir Shabbos again in the Kele Gimel, Terek Tessa Ara, Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph, you gotta destroy the whole thing. And then, we're not afraid you're gonna make it into a Kli. We're not getting to the Sugim Mustaki, that Chashash would not exist in this kind of case. So now the question is, how far do we go with this principle? So there's a fascinating, I told you the same called the Nishmas Shabbos. The Nishmas Shabbos quotes 13 shittas to explain this Tosefta. I will leave out most of them. We'll talk about six. Six shittas to explain this Tosefta. Six. One. Alter Rebbe, do you rather rip leather? We're Mishnah Bruinics. We consider the Alter Rebbe, Chas Shalom, I don't mean in a general way, but in this particular position, Alter Rebbe, we consider to be discredited. It's against the Yerushalmi. Even the Rebbe can't go against the Yerushalmi. Rebbe was a great man, not against the Yerushalmi. Do we view it as, you know, the Sheikh is the clear. You can do it. If not, you shall be fakir. Not so simple. The Tzosan, HaShulchan, who was a real Lubavitcher, he found a defense. You better believe he could defend everything the Rebbe said. His sefer goes on the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. And what we call Shulchan Aruch HaMechaber. It also exists. But Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that's it. Whatever he says, that's, I don't want to use the word gospel, that's dangerous. That's it. He said, you know, I look up to Yerushalmi, this would be a lot of quotes. He didn't quote the whole thing. Selective citation. There are 2 days in the Yerushalmi, he says. And according to the first day in Yerushalmi, this is not the distinction. Who says Kriyas Ma'or at all? 2 days. The Rebbe could process the first day in Yerushalmi. Therefore, there are Poskim, I think, many Poskim who consider the Rebbe's Shita to be a valid Shita. All right, those who disagree. But the Rebbe's Shita is a valid Shita. That's number one. Number two, just catch this one. Never question your government. If you'll say something, it won't sound right to you, it will sound, you made it up out of nowhere. But the government say, should not question. You can question, but don't. Never count it out. Sure enough, Rabbi Osai. Sure enough. The Shvitz the Shabbos himself. Many pages later, page Nunches, I'll quote Parshas Yisro, the Sarah said difference. V'vua sha'achila eina v'gedem alacha, avi nechnes v'gedem ha'pulos ha'tibios, v'lezela nesra v'shabes, it's mutter. Too late, boys. He said it. The Ralbach said it. Yeah, for food. Yasa Shvira Idunus, it's mutter. He said it. The Ralbach said it. Yeah, for food you can do. Me beg for food. For food, it's okay. For food. Yeah, he said it. The Ralbach, the Rishon said it. He actually said it, honest to goodness. He really did say it. If you look at Kuflin Bohem and Aleph, you see that the Behiri and the Ran say something similar. Could be trying even in a call book one about the Beis Yosef. Maybe. Anyway, at the second possible head there, it's Yosef, the food, the meg. Okay, the food. All right, that's possibility number two. Possibility number three is the svarosh we just mentioned before, that if something is made to encase a particular object, it's bottled to that object. Who said so? Who says so? We quote it from the Shvisa Shabbat. Oh, the Chidushe Haran. What I mean by that, the pseudo Ran. The Chidushe Haran is the principle of all the Rans. Hashem is not that. We don't know who it is. But I'll tell you one thing. He was a Rishon. Not some, they confused him with the Ran. It means he went back hundreds and hundreds of years. And he says so. Shomer is a Chavis. Why? Like a klipas agozim. You may extend it even to the case where it's not ruined and thrown to the garbage, maybe even be reused. That's a question we'll get to when we learn perhaps the sugya bonus. But that's another possibility in the chat in that tosefta. The real Ran, on the rib, on that same sugya kufmembo, Shomer Sachavah says, You know what? It's Mekalkel. But don't Chazal ask Mekalkel? Mekalkel, call him Mekalkel. Pituin! Potter Avalasser. Well, the Tzor of Shabbos is butcher. Almost like, I don't know if you mean only for food like the Bubba. I mean, any Tzor of Shabbos. But again, it's Mekalkel, not down to the Rabbona, no matter the Tzor of Shabbos. Then it's the Chazon Ish, which we've mentioned a few times. Derech Hashkasser. You're destroying everything, ripping it all to pieces. There's no Shem Korea in the first place. Not the coolest. No, he's in the first place. It's just something. Nothing. And finally, he quotes, see, the very recent paper in Nishmat Shabbos, he quotes in the Siv Chaim that we had quoted, that it's a Psicha B'Alma, along the lines of that Bir Halacha. It's written something in order to fix up later on. Psicha B'Alma with that Rashi in Erevin. That's six. He has seven others. I'm not sure the seven is why the difference in the first six or what they mean. I'm only calling you six out of 13 reasons he gives for this Tosefta. And then he goes to give case after case after case. Well, check the law 13 to make a shot. Every case is it. He gives you who knows how many cases. So let's discuss some of these cases right now. Okay, he has numerous cases. I'm just going to give you some of them, which are very interesting. Very practical safer. He talks here in Simon Reish Nun Zayin. I have a safer here, and you can look it up over Shabbos. This is a private safer. Let's say Mendel got it from the library. You can look it up on Shabbos without any problems. I'll leave it on my table. No problem. Please feel free. What does he have? He has a Bakbuk Yayin. She's chatichas plastic. I'm a kevus of a gufa. He put the cork in the shower. I think it's a cork bottle, I think. I think it means a lot of stuff on top. They have all this papers and all, they have seen a, you don't buy a bottle with just a cork. You have all kinds of stuff on top of it. I think that's what he means. I think plastic, I don't think that's happening. He wants to know. Right? He gives this the refrain answer, to the best thing. Yesh lahakil. Ulechatkila onif lekara me'ala be'erav Shabbos. That's the best answer I think to most of the questions. In the room to be making, we better do it on Friday. What does he say? What's wrong? But don't all the reasons apply? No. Just in this chumra. Is it assumed that what I call the, I think it was the third answer, the pseudo-ran, that it's a whatever is considered to be klipei agozim, it's a shomer, it's watching him, because of what a chiddush in the Mishnah uktzin. There's no shomer l'shomer. Since the bottle and the cork are preserving the wine, and the stuff on top is preserving the bottle with the cork, there's no shomer l'shomer. Whoops. Hold my uktzin. Very bad, Mishnah Dal. Okay. Next. I know a box of matzahs. It's a box of Cheerios. Now it's all for topless. Cheerios. And actually, this can't be very matzah. They have only bags of Cheerios. It's only one-tenth the price. Some people didn't have their own cereals here. They're very mocked on their cereals. Sweet Pebbles. Have their own cereals. So the question is, especially to come to Shabbos. I got a tailor to come to Shabbos. So can you open those things on Shabbos? No, I don't put the box of matzahs. I guess in Williamsburg, they have more of the matzahs. From Williamsburg. So use your telephone number also. 384-255, give him a call. So he says that this is not so simple. This is a simulation of Ches. Matzah box, cereal box. Oh, yes, go. Matzah box and cereal box. You can spell that, by the way. No. Samach yud reish yud ayin lamed dash blaze aleph kuf samach. Cereal box. What's the din? I'm nervous. What's the din? Yesh lesor. Whoa. You see, not in vain. So we open up all these boxes on Erev Shabbos all these years. And he says, yesh lesor. Why yesh lesor? Why yesh lesor? He says like this. Let's go through the reasons. Out the Rebbe's reason doesn't apply. Because you're separating between the cardboard on top and the cardboard on the bottom is glue. Al never doesn't say anything in that case. He's ripping the middle of the cardboard, maybe. But not that you're separating the cardboard two flaps, which are glued together. For that reason, number one, does not apply. And reasons will be called 4 and 5, the Chazanish with the Ran, it do not apply. It's not the Rechash Chasa. You can keep it cereal box for the next week. So therefore, he doesn't like it. So too with a milk container that we have over here. He doesn't like it for the same reasons. He doesn't hold from the thing that he was developing over all these shirim about Anish al-Kayama. He doesn't like it. The reasons I'm going to have to postpone until Sunday so I get these reasons. But he doesn't like it. He doesn't like the head of Anish al-Kayama. I'm going to tell you right now some of his reasons. One, they have the revoir. Two, he takes the Rav Yoh literally. Has to be open the day you get it. We buy things we don't open the day we get it. We leave it around the house for a while. You don't open the weeds the day you get it. And the Chulek. So that's why he's not a fan of this whole Mahalach. Okay. So he says you should open it before Shabbos. Similarly, you have these plastic bags when you have milk and Eretz Yisrael. And you cut a little... No, take that back. So my potato chips still. Potato chips. No. So? Why? Because, again, the out there doesn't apply. He asked the potato chips bag. Maybe make it in a small bag you're going to throw into the garbage. So maybe that's better than the big bag which is going to leak. He doesn't like the Eretz Yisrael bigger milk. They still have them there, right? So they have milk flavor, you cut a corner. It's no good. No good. Why no good? Because not there hashkasa. What's the matter? The juice boxes. Juice boxes, you know the juice box, you have a little silver foil on top and you put your straw through. The straws have the glue on it. My kids grew up with that only in school. Huh? That is matter. You're not doing anything. Then, this is a very serious question. The nukat of milk. Plastic containers, they're all the milk now. Comes, not the ones we have in camp, the ones you buy in the store. It's hard plastic, shaped like this on top, and you pull the ring around. Nope! Dorsey doesn't like that. Doesn't like it. The reason is it's not there in Hashkasa. And he says, the shomer, the shomer, it happens this again. He's not a visa. That's a big medical over here. That's a big medical. And in all the cases, he says, every single case, if you have a choice, better to rip in the middle of the paper and don't rip between the papers. Why? The outer rip. Always better ripping between as opposed to ripping. Always ripping, or rips through the paper as opposed to separating two papers. These are the outer rip effect. Yes. He happens to ask that. I don't want to discuss that right now. I notice he does ask that. The new orange juice, you pull it with your finger, you go, poof, hard to pull out. He asks that. But he asks it for reasons which, that's the Reish Ayin Vav Beis. He gets the whole six-line description of what it is. Pekake Bepuke Mitz, Machadoshim, Shal Dofen Shemimal Akuf Sigesh Nekev. The kavua b'socha mitachas apkakaroshi ha'asikim in shreif, which is a screw on there. Kak asini plastic hasose b'socha b'sabak v'yeshlo beis yad ukshavosh kena yodis nikra plastic hasose b'sabak You rip it off, it's ka'os and nekev yofeh. Says in that same Tosefta about ripping the or, it says, Levash bo yichav and aso zinuk. But he found another same after, the gviya akeser. I don't know who gviya akeser is, must be a big kama kolom. He also asked it. I don't know, but it's not directly related to our discussion, I don't think. I think it's too hard to be qualified to correct. That's hard plastic, no? Hard. The quote we said before, with the Minchas Chinuch, there's no hard, there's no kriya or sphere with hard plastic. There's no hard plastic. I think that's why I didn't want to discuss it. It's not already in that kula fiyah in the exact. Good question. I think it is hard. That you can bend around. You can't bend this around. Am I right? That bends around you. We wrap around your finger. I don't. We'll take an experiment. I think it is hard. That's what I think. Now, Rabosai. So I'm going to end with this. He keeps saying, if you have your stock, whatever, rip in the middle of the paper because without the Rebbe, and don't rip between the papers. Now, the Fia Chazon Ish, it's also correct. He's basically without the Rebbe. But according to the Chazon Ish, it's also correct, I think. Because you rip in the middle of the paper, you're destroying it. Rip between the papers, you're preserving it. But me eat up Yisa, as we said earlier, called it home alpha from the Zalman with the Agos Mordechai with the whole business. And the Kodah we said to begin this year, but Zechi was Enochibur, that it wouldn't apply in the middle of the bag, it would only apply Dafka only at the point where it's two pieces put together. Then if I cared much better off ripping, that's what we saw today in Shir, ripping at the place where it's heat sealed together, as opposed to ripping in the middle. See, caught the twist in between. Caught the two of the svaras, it's better to rip in the middle of the bed. Caught the other svaras, it's better to rip at the place of the bed, the bag of the back of the passage was glued together. So what do you do? What we do? Open it on Friday. If you're stuck, Friday, pick your postcard, what you want to follow to, which is the better of the two options. Mr. Shem, we will continue these matters on Sunday. Before I begin, someone may have good aura. Iron. Parrot Kess talks about opening various bags. We're discussing on Friday what's better, to open it at the place of where we're stuck together, heat sealed or something of this nature, or in the middle. It's the steer between Ha'ara Yud Aleph and Ha'ara Yud Tes. Ha'ara Yud Tes is so much what we'll call potatoes this day, so it's better to open it at the place where they're stuck together, the top of the column, top of the front. Whereas in Ha'ara Yud Aleph, he's talking about the milk, kind of the milk bag that we're drawing, better to cut it in the middle. The indictment is no steer at all. Because in Yud Aleph, it's talking about the milk bags, it's better to do it in the middle, because the Alter Rebbe Shita, the middle of the plastic, so at least call it Alter Rebbe, it's okay. And you don't gain anything by cutting it along the, we'll call it the seam, where the two pieces of plastic, holding the milk together, gain nothing. As opposed to the potato history, you gain something. It's on two scores. Number one, it's a very light connection. It's meant to be pulled apart. As opposed to the milk, don't pull it apart. It's not meant to be pulled apart there. Number two, it's a very strong connection. Number two, it's not obviously not though. No one cut. You always cut along in a little hole in the diagonal. No, you don't cut there. So therefore, once you don't gain the two things which you gain in Ha'ara Yud Tes, better for the middle, go on the middle, go on the middle. That's just the starts. Narabosai, the Sefer Nishmas Shabbos, I told you, he has different ways of looking at things. The Sat Mechosin, different ways. And he has over here a couple of things. First of all, we thought at the very beginning, based on Rav Moshe, that the Korban is sign of the Pella, that said that you take a safety pin and put it through twice, a Kaidish and Topher, how can it be? It's possible. He thinks it's right. And he brings 150 people all agree with the Korban is sign. Most, not 100, disagree. You know, he keeps piling on the curves. So he, therefore, he says that you can only do it what's called Tchiva Achas. Go in once. That's considered to be a Topher according to the Korban Sanol. That's like a Shlema Zahm, or a Matthew, what he calls Meshofi. So it's not like a Matthew, I think it's called Kavua. Forget about it. Many others agree with it. It's only what the Tchiva Achas, or maybe Shlola Kayama, maybe. Whether with the Pampers, Pampers? He said, well, there's an interesting problem with Pampers. Sometimes, it's a disposable diaper, sometimes the, if you ever use these things, maybe you called them to help out the family. So when you want to use it, very often there's a little stuck together. The way it's supposed to work, it's supposed to open up to go around the baby's bottom, and the only thing we have to separate is a little adhesive that's on the tab. And some of it, before you get a chance to put it on the baby's bottom, it's not completely separated. A few little places, those who've done this know what I'm talking about. A few little places are sort of stuck together. And there's a whole series of rabbanim who are very worried about this. Gaval. So the Nishma Shabbos is Mekil. Why? Because it's Nidbak Shalom Kavana. The way it's called by the Avram, it's Nidbak Shalom Kavana. It doesn't count. Now, how do you know these facts are true? Just assumes it. Rabbi Ribia, Shalita, wasn't lazy. He called up Procter & Gamble. Twice. Okay. I'll read you page 846. Sticking problems that can sometimes occur during packing as well. After that, come to separate the diapers, 40 at a time for information, are compacted by special equipment in order to fit as many pieces as possible in small packages. The tight pack can on occasion also cause the plastic lines to become slightly stuck. All these occurrences are considered by the manufacturer to be mild but acceptable production defects. Mr. Shalova Kavan, who said so? Factual information based on Mr. Mike Whiting, April 14, 97. Mrs. Marla Michael, April 17, 97. The letters of Procter & Gamble, Inc. Okay, so therefore, can't get higher than that. That's the source, and you see it's the shalom kavana, and therefore this ground is not a lot of problem, as he pointed out early. Then there were those, Shema Shabbos said, well, it's mark of the potish. You're making pants. You're like making underpants in the basement. Yeah, after all, the force is by opening it up. He says, that's not true, it's not underpants, it's just a cover the dirt and the wet. And if you'll tell me that this is making it, you're making underpants when you pull apart the diaper, so then why don't you of these disposable diapers? It was true of the old cloth diapers. You've never seen in your life. Cloth diapers are just square pieces of cloth. Hold it once, twice, the safety pins on. I said, also you're not gonna find it. Never heard of that one. How can it be all the gadolim of all the generations didn't ask them making pants out of the old cloth diamonds? Not pants, not makabapadish. But now, that's a good statement. We haven't learned yet makabapadish. We don't know what it means. Those are the words we get. We have to try to finish the next malacha. So they had kosei. It is going to hide in the back of the party, so we'll truthfully never get to it. For the moment, we'll just take it on faith. In this context, both the Nishma Shabbos and the Lama Tetzalah, I'm talking about a band-aid. You need a band-aid on your finger on Shabbos. So he has a picture, beautiful picture. Yeah, he has tremendous pictures. Everything is a picture. Tells you how to put out a band-aid to you. You cut your finger on Shabbos, how do you put on the band-aid? Tells you how to do it. Look at this picture. Okay, 8:21. He says, you put the band-aid on your finger straight, but don't do what we usually do. Wrap it around the finger. What's the difference? Simple. You wrap around the finger, so you're wrapping the band-aid on itself. That's the big band. That's the big band. Especially with children, but not only children. Why? Because the baby considered to be in the category of tofe. Better just put it on the finger itself. What's really the difference? The difference presumably is that sometimes when people pull off the band-aid, you see this, when it's around the finger, just pull it off. Sometimes what happens, they slide it off and on, they want to wash until it's dying, they slide it off, they finish washing, they slide it on, and off and on, and off and on, and then they throw in the garbage and go like that. They never separate the adhesion. Back to the old problem. Either way, it's not so good. Better do it straight. Whereas in Mishma Shabbos said, if you resolve that you're going to undo it, then it's going to be made. It's kind of a sugar. There's no problem with that. Some people do, in fact, will separate them whenever it's going around the thing. Please a little more note there. What about stitches? Is it Nisa Darais of stitches? They call it Mishma Zalma, that it's a possibility of Nisa Darais. Therefore, it's a bit, you know, Murphy's Law. I mean, we try every one of the 7 days of the week. But Shabbos is a problem. It's a problem. A shaylev in daraisa. So the lamatas malachas can't believe it. What kind of daraisa? It's enashel kayama. You don't need to be there forever. Must be a mistake. They misquoted him from the Zalman. I don't think they misquoted it. Look at the source of the quote of the Sefer Nishma Avraham and a few others from. They say Chashash Dorais. Chashash Dorais is the quote of the Riva. And there's no kula of Lena Shakyama by the Tov, but it's a Chashash Dorais. And the quote from Abu Yashav, one of them from Alasa Dorais. That means there's a possibility of a Dorais. It's really Dorais. And therefore, it's better to try to avoid, of course, if it's a Derabbanan, which we assume it's only Derabbanan. You have the possibility of a kula of not covered abrius, like a shidder, these kind of things, you know, got stitches. And he's not going to die the way it's left Abdullah. It's going to make a scar. The problem is a shidder. You know, it's a very serious matter. Well, no, it's hard to make them, but these stitches usually last for more than 24 hours, but it's not in a Shotayama cloud. I was thinking that maybe at the Urayim said whatever it can no chashash of all, because either forever, Chazal never asked it. So it was called the third sheet. If Tov was like kosher, according to the remaining all, and they're not going to want to chai, maybe it's like the daiva, your ray of lism of all of the shas of chak. The shidduch, the shas of chak, according to the array, which presumably mutter. Mutter. But in any event, you should always try to find a non-Jewish doctor to do it. What's better? Other reasons. They do other reasons. They put lights on, and they start to stitch it themselves. So there's even a discussion about the butterfly bandage. Some wanted to ask for that too. And that would make a lot. You're not stoning it. What you're doing is the butterfly just prevents it from spreading apart more, so the skin will heal itself. It's not considered to be in the category of tofen. All right. Fine. Okay. People ask me over Shabbos again about these little stickers that they people put on there for the Shnai Mikra and all that kind of stuff. So believe it or not, in the same Mishmah Shabbos, he suggests something wild. I allude this on Friday. Maybe it's mutter even for more than 24 hours. I don't know why he says this, but he does make it possible. So suggest. We thought at most it's mutter for under 24 hours. Even now, I'm scared to be making it. People leave there for a long time. Says, after this yom, shema my mother al ezer yomim, yankin yesh mokom lahokom. If it's within the day, yesh lis mokom lahokom. Oh, yesh mokom lahokom. You know, these very the words are measured over here. You will learn the kias, and he gives example. I put it in the rib, in the rush, in the round. He's beginning how to use these things. Yeah. Fine. But how are you making if it's more than a day? How's it possible? Well, ain't there a fear of a cop? I don't know. But even though the Chazanish says it's only Mutter Shlolokei on the cloud, the Zesh of Dibuk Cholosh Ve'ol, the Ossi Ve'ofa Kazesh, the Skabel Ve'tusa Ve'kalos, Adavar Nota Lehokel. Rabbi Shaftah Shlita, they would yell the same way. It's just such a weak connection. But I don't fully understand why. I mean, if it is connected, it is some kind of cohesive there. More than a day, don't know. But I must tell you the truth. He does have a suggestion to possibly be making. Something which is less than a day, he really needs the age of this smoke log. And he gives examples that you have to put a notice at the door. Do not knock between 2 and 4 p.m. I'm going to get a Lucas Shabbos. Just put on one of these stickers you can put in the door. And obviously, that's a day and take out after 2 hours. Yeah? Or you want to put something on something. Follow the case. You have a refrigerator. And let's say there's a tape something shut so the light shouldn't go on, the fan shouldn't go on. It's starting to get a little bit weak. So you can take the tighter because it's again, it's going to be come off within 24 hours. So it's only there, you're trying to outsmart the system. Use notes on the hokel in that case as well. We mentioned last time that he comes to defend the Alpha Lubavitch Rebbe yesterday. Well, most people want a light, they want to fix the fan, even more important. The fan is to get the machine working better. Most people don't have a light that they try to unscrew it. That's a much better way to the fan to be able to do that, so you put a tape on. I'll derive a sheet, I thought it 2 days from Yerushalmi. Just slug him up from Yerushalmi. 2 days. First, the dance, the famous name which is spoken by the other person, by the Fulham of the Alapha, is as Koreas Ba'or, the content is the Levodin, hard items, I mentioned this last week. Another dance, as Koreas the Yad, and the content is the Kli. It's alright against the Alta Rebbe. And other posts say, the Babli holds the Klaal different terms. Korea is not to rip, and the content is to rip particular measurement. The Rishon is the whole way, but the third sheet. So the Rebbe is writing 1 to 2 out of 3. Yes. The question is, how far did the Rebbe go? So he quotes the Oral of Zion, Yon Abashaul, the Kohen of the Rock, who says that the Alter Rebbe is talking about papyrus, the old kind of ancient paper. Ancient paper made from, he took a leaf, and a whole big leaf, and a big tree with big leaves. He made a piece of scrap paper from one organic unit. But today it's not a paper made. They take a whole bunch of things and they crush them into any paper. So it's not, it is in fact put together from other small items. It's not just one leaf of a particular tree. So the Orla Tziyon says, in this case, the Alter Rebbe's Kula does not apply. So the same addition, Mashab, he thinks that Orla Tziyon is wrong. But the Rebbe didn't emphasize this in the Kula. The Rebbe said it wasn't really sewn together. Papyrus is sewing, and Korea is only undoing of the sewing. I looked up the Alter Rebbe. I looked it up. They're both right. You need a real Lubavitcher class to figure this one out. They're both right. Both the, neither of the Lubavitcher class. They want the Satma Pasuk, those who know the history. And one of the Svardis, a total different culture. You need a maybe a Lubavitcher to help us figure out what the Rebbe really meant. I read it to you. I read the Lashon. Abba Mishim Korea Ein Yisur. Talking about paper. There's no Yisur by paper. Why? Because only is Ella. Anus elek shekorea umafrit gufim rabim shenisnabru kigo korea beged ha'orug michishim harbet aval ha'niyor shehu guf ekot ein bepsikasa v'chituko shum korea u'mitam zambutu l'kro or shal piya chavash l'yayin v'sha'orug guf ekot v'shach v'isakriya. I don't know. On the one hand, it sounds very much like a Tzion Abba Shaul. Only Guf Echad is making. On the other hand, tell the truth, he does use expression. He goes, Korea Beged Ha'orug Michutim Harbe. He does mention the word Ariga also. The paper's not woven. So, no, I don't claim to understand how to get out of this seemingly contradictory implication. I don't know. Another shali yes in Mishma Shabbos. This happens all the time. You have tissues or certain toilet paper where they're supposed to be separated. They advertise, they're separated. When you come to separate it, you notice sometimes there's a little connection. Does it happen to you? You want to, you don't be following me? The companies, I think, are supposed to separate them, but whatever, I guess they're chopping in the factory. It makes it almost separate. So if you pull it, it comes out very easily. But there may still be a few little joints. Yeah? So some of my shul put it aside. Unbelievable, our shul's going to fall. The toilet paper in here, even though it's cut, may not be used on Shabbos. Find the bathroom and on your kitchen the river there. He's assuming that even though it's cut toilet paper, that stuff that comes out of the dispenser. Choop, choop, choop. Well, he did an experiment, he saw that there's a few places that they're somehow together, and, Now, so if you say Benishma Shabbos, he was known to Lahokel. He's known to Lahokel. He says, look, it was only cut in one little place, it's not a sheer state theorist. Makabatish is something that's missing a malechas puma. Ooh, he takes his last hammer and goes bang. Ooh, woo. Expert. Yeah, the only expert is pulled. Comes by itself. I'm not considered a makabatish. I don't know. Talking about bandages, says it's usur. He asks it, even though it's meant to be removed before usage. That's a problem. Even though, and look in Shin Yazayim and Tabruch HaBalas, that's Levush. Well, Man Meruba. Man Meruba. What do you mean? He's distinguishing between Man Meruba of the bandage, which takes 6 months, and the cake, which which is totally not only about the cake, it's for local baking. Talk about Oru's veneer, sounds like.